Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we know weight loss drugs like Ozempic, they're bringing about huge changes in how obesity is treated. The drug was first approved by the HSE in 2018 for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. It has subsequently been found, though, to help people lose weight. New research presented in London last week suggests that it could also be used for multiple health conditions linked to inflammation, including cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's and also Parkinson's. And our reporter, Maura Fay, has been looking at the financial cost for people who are using drugs to tackle obesity in Ireland versus what others are paying in other countries. And Maura is here now. So Maura, what did you find out about this?
Well, Claire, there was a recent episode of South Park titled The End of Obesity, in which a character called Cartman said, "Rich people get Ozempic, poor people get body positivity." Now, that episode took aim at the healthcare industry in America, where medical insurance companies will only cover the cost of weight loss injections containing semaglutide, that's the active ingredient in Ozempic, if you have diabetes. Patients there seeking to use the drugs to treat obesity will have to pay around $1,200 a month. So how does that situation compare to Ireland? Well, here we are better than most countries in that you will get reimbursed by the HSE for such medications, provided you meet certain criteria. You must have a body mass index of over 35 and be suffering the complications of obesity. So either be pre-diabetic or have high blood pressure. But if you don't meet that criteria, even if you are diagnosed as obese, you will not get the cost of the drug reimbursed.
So there are people then who are being prescribed Ozempic by their GP. They don't meet those criteria you've just outlined. So what are they paying, Maura?
That's the question I put to HSE clinical lead on obesity, Professor Donal O'Shea.
At the moment, the cost is €160 a month for what is currently still the diabetes dose of this drug. We don't have access in Ireland to Wegovy, which is the weight loss dose of this drug. That's a challenge. We hope to have it early next year, but we don't have it yet.
Is it fair, though, that if you have obesity or morbid obesity, a BMI of over 30, that you have to pay full whack for these drugs? Whereas if you have a chronic illness like diabetes, you might be obese as well. You'd be sicker, but because you're sicker, you're getting the drug for free. Do you see that? I suppose it's a bit of a... It seems a little bit unfair.
I mean, the situation is complicated, and it's counterintuitive that you should have to wait to develop diabetes as a complication of obesity to qualify for treatment. And the future of these drugs and medication will be earlier use to prevent the development of diabetes, to prevent the development of heart disease, and ultimately that will save our health service, you know, a significant amount of money. But it's very hard to capture saved money if you have to spend now to prevent cost in the future, when all the Department of Finance are worried about is the cost today and not increasing the cost today. But in the prevention space, you have to be prepared to spend now to prevent disease developing in the future.
Would you be in favour of drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy being available under, say, the drugs refund scheme?
I would be in favour going forward of wider and more appropriate use of these obesity treatments now that we have them. The history of any treatments when they become available for any disease is that they're used in the most extreme and most complicated cases. That's the same for cancer in the past, the same for high blood pressure if you go back to the 1970s. We're at the beginning of treating obesity as a chronic disease. We're at the beginning of useful treatments for this as a disease. The future, though, will be, as we get more evidence, as we get these drugs coming off patent, and the first of these drugs is coming off patent this year, which means generics will become available and they'll be significantly cheaper.
Professor Donal O'Shea there. Now, Maura, you've also been speaking to people who are on Ozempic and they're not having that cost reimbursed by the HSE.
Yes, David O'Reilly is an actor and a part-time presenter on 2FM from Lucan in Dublin. He explained to me how he came to be prescribed Ozempic.
I was experiencing ailments at the age of 36 that I don't think any 36-year-old should be experiencing. I was in pain. I was suffering skin allergies. There was definitely something going on inside my body that didn't feel right. I went for blood tests and I went for an ultrasound, and it was through the ultrasound that they found that my liver was incredibly fatty. Too fat for a person of my age. And obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I know that your liver plays a massive part in your all-round health. It's like the ecosystem. So, you know, when you're suffering with your liver, it's going to have knock-on effects for different parts of your body. And the blood test came back and I was pre-diabetic. Now, diabetes runs in my family, and I have seen how it has taken effect on different members of my family. I have seen how it works, and I've seen a broader spectrum of how type 2 diabetes later in life diagnosis really plays a part in people's lives and can dictate it. And I was scared. So the discussion came up with my GP, where he said, you need to address your weight. And we got on the scales and I looked down and I had reached the weight of 20 stone 11. And I was so deeply upset because I didn't think I was 20 stone 11. I had never been 20 stone 11 in my life. But everything started to click into place then, and suddenly I was dealt with a decision. Are you going to use the excuse that, you know, you only get employed for being a larger actor, or are you now going to grab the bull by the horns and deal with your health and ensure that you are on this earth for as long as possible? Because if I didn't, the likelihood was that in my 40s I was going to have a heart attack or die of, you know, diabetes or onset illnesses that were ever triggered by my illnesses. So we had a discussion. And he said, would you consider going on Ozempic? And I said, yes, I would. I'd reached a point where I said, I need to try it. But I didn't fall into a category. If I had been, I'm not entirely sure of the scale, but they do it in numbers. So I think it's if you're over 52 with your diabetes test, you are diabetic. But if you're 48 on the scale of pre-diabetes, you would be able to get the prescription for Ozempic free. I was 43, so I didn't qualify to receive any financial support. So I had to make a decision. Was I able to financially support going on Ozempic, which was going to be €135 a month for an EpiPen once a week into my thigh that I would administer myself? So I had to make that decision. And for me, it came down to, can I afford it? And at that point, I could. I was lucky. You know, I live with my parents at the moment. I don't have any mortgages. I don't have any kids. I don't have responsibilities for that. So it's a little bit easier for me. But it was a decision that I had to really sit down and say, can I afford not to do this? And can I afford to do it?
How's he getting on? Is it working for him?
He's getting on really well. So he has lost 3 stone in the 3 months he's been taking Ozempic. His skin is back to normal. His liver is showing signs of improvement. He's doing a lot better.
Good for him. The only thing is, though, he says, I'm in a position to pay for it now. Everything we've heard about this drug is it's a lifelong commitment. Donal O'Shea has said that too.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make that decision, you've got to be prepared to be, you know, able to stick with it financially.
Yeah, €135 every month.
Yeah. Now, if those criteria you described earlier, if they were widened to allow more people to be reimbursed for the cost of Ozempic and other weight loss drugs, Maura, someone has to pick up the bill at the end of all of this, right? Someone pays.
Yes, that's the big question in this situation. So obviously the cost of currently reimbursing these medications is covered through government funding. I asked these people out walking in Dunleary how they would feel if existing policy was changed to allow people like David have the cost of weight loss medications be either reimbursed by the HSE or covered under something like the drugs payment scheme.
Well, I think in the long run, it could end up saving money because obesity causes a lot of long-term illnesses and you've got a lot of complications. But having said that, taking Ozempic just for weight loss has its own pitfalls as well, like there's bad side effects. And once you start taking it, well, as I understand, it's very hard to stop taking it and you're kind of on it then for the rest of your life. But long-term, I would think it would be better to subsidise it to get people to lose the weight so they wouldn't have the complications that come with being obese.
I'm not a big fan of the injections at all, but I do think for people that would need
help in taking that step towards that the government should take a little bit of responsibility in helping them. But I think the government has a lot to answer for with actually the taxation of the unhealthy goods that are in the market. So I think if we look more towards creating a healthy cohort of people living within Ireland rather than trying to constantly catch up and fix problems, it's probably a better solution.
If you've got a weight problem and it's destroying your quality of life, probably that would be a good reason to have them available on a prescribed basis and also at a reduced cost.
I don't think so. I think if you're obese, well and good, and it's hereditary obesity or something, but not if it's just everyday vanity, we would say, that people want to look better. I don't think so.
Varied views. It's a very complex area. And even going back to that comment you told us about earlier from the South Park episode, rich people get Ozempic, poor people get body positivity. You did have a chat with Donal O'Shea about that, did you?
I did, yes. Now, he hasn't seen the episode, but I did ask him what he thought of that suggestion.
Well, I mentioned equity of access for exactly that reason. And often in satire, there is a huge amount of truth. So there is massive truth in that South Park one-liner. It's brilliant. It's from myself as a health professional in the field. It's incredibly depressing to hear it that accurately articulated through a cartoon figure.
All right, that's Professor Donal O'Shea there, ending that report from RFA. Maura, thank you very much.